This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the Raw and Unfiltered show. Wayne Allen Root is on vacation, so I got the helm. I had it last night, and have it tonight, have it tomorrow night. Wayne will be back on Monday and doing his thing. And my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. So a little later on, when we have Tommy Binion on, we'll focus in a little bit more detail on this infrastructure package, which really is a human package, right? That's the new term they're trying to attach to it, because there are so many wonderful things in it that have to do with human beings. And I promise you I will get to that. Maybe I'll get to that at the bottom of the hour and go over some of the pork in that package with you. But right now I want to ask you a couple of things, or let's ponder a couple of things. Think about a couple of things that have happened here in the last 18 months. So, for those of you who have been, let's say, living under a rock for the last 5 years, let's go back even further than the 18 months. Let's go back to the 5 years. If you've been living under a rock, maybe you don't remember some of this stuff, but let's review just a few of the recent highlights of our spy agencies. Democrat and media collusion that would lead to, I guess, these crazy kooks who are going on and rampaging the Capitol on January 6th, and they're actually, you know, using that as part of a crazy pattern. Anyway, let's talk about Russiagate. That's a prime example. There was designed to make Americans believe that if Donald Trump won in 2016, his presidency was installed by foreign actors. That was the narrative. You remember that? So if Trump won, it was illegitimate, and it was Russia that put him in. That's what we heard every day. I mean, for the first couple of years of his presidency, it petered out a little bit towards the end. When COVID hit, it petered out almost completely. But there were still hearings and trials, and there were all kinds of activity going on surrounding that. It never really proved anything. The Steele dossier was a piece of garbage. It was paid. It was a paid advertisement by Hillary Clinton. It was complete fabrication. It was put together, like I said, by Hillary Clinton, her campaign, and the Democrat National Committee. And Obama was part of that. They colluded it together with the White House. And it was highly successful in being like a drag, like a ugly parachute that you would train to try to gain your speed, like working out, right? It was a drag on the Trump presidency. And it dragged the nation through 5 years of goose chasing, and it cost us billions of dollars. What do we get in the end of that? Nothing. And then it just sort of goes away, right? You don't hear anything about it. You don't hear anything about the hookers and the peeing on the bed and all that stuff. It's gone. Like, poof. It never existed. Because it was a drag. It was a designed diversion. So Democrats use federal surveillance and police state powers to spy on a president from the opposing political party and then prevent him from exercising the constitutional powers granted to him by voters. Interesting. Top intelligence officials lied under oath to Congress and fabricated evidence for this operation. These things were happening in the last 5 years. FBI and other organizations, other four or three-letter organizations, were doing all this stuff. In America. You would think, okay, maybe in some dictatorship somewhere we got this going on, but it's going on here. U.S. spy agencies using their massive powers for political purpose far beyond Russiagate. You don't believe me? Okay. Bill evidence that the Obama administration's FBI was spying on Fox News reporter James Rosen and the Associated Press. Remember that story? Poof, gone. Like it never happened. October 2011, the Obama administration secretly changed long-standing policy to create a loophole, allowing the National Security Agency to conduct the backdoor searches of U.S. citizens. Don't remember that either, do you? 2012, CBS reporter Cheryl Atkinson's work computer and personal devices were hacked. Again, it was also surveillance, like the link to the federal agencies that were using it to spy on sabotage. They sabotaged her reporting on the Obama administration's Fast and Furious scandal. Litigation over the abuse of power is still going on today, and it implicates the Department of Justice official Rod Rosenstein. Remember that story sort of faded into oblivion, into the backdrop, completely. 2015. The Obama administration caught using the NSA to spy on members of Congress with a goal of neutering opposition to the Iran deal. Ladies and gentlemen, these are all wildly illegal. September 2017, Obama's National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, now Biden's Domestic Policy Council Director, admitted she used NSA surveillance to spy on Trump and incoming Trump administration officials up to a year before he took office. 2016, a large proportion of the alleged insurrectionists, the occupiers in the Bundy standoff in Oregon, are revealed as federal informants authorized to commit crimes to entice non-agents into criminal conduct. That was in 2016. Do you remember that? Where they gave these Oregon Bundy cats complete impunity to do whatever they wanted and to try to get other folks to commit illegal acts so they could catch them. 2019, excerpts of leaked classified information from phone calls with the Ukraine president are used to spark another impeachment attempt against Trump that later turned out to be yet another plot constructed from sewn together leaks and lies that went completely unpunished. This is what's going on in Washington. It's still going on today. But it's going on for the last 5 years. November 2020, top military and other deep state officials successfully stymied with lies and leaks Trump's four-year quest to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Former CIA Chief of Staff calls for federal intelligence agencies to place spies within an electronically surveilled conservative grassroots group. So they're trying to get info from the conservative grassroots groups. I even mentioned, by the way, the attack on folks' tax returns and the IRS yet. I guess I just did. Acting Secretary of Defense Mark Miller testifies in 2021 in May to Congress that pressured from the previous defense secretary's all top-level intelligence officials caused him to refuse requests to provide better security at the U.S. Capitol in advance of what federal intelligence agencies knew would be a volatile crowd coming in on January 6th. Think about that for a second, and that's a big part of this. Can you imagine wanting extra security and being turned down? In July of this year, National Security Agency's investigation quietly confirmed Fox News' Tucker Carlson allegations that he had collected his electric communications that leaked them to sabotage his reporting. So they spied on Tucker Carlson. We knew about that. All of these tactics, all hallmarks of totalitarianism, all hallmarks of dictatorships. All this certainly makes you think twice about many facts related to January 6th, doesn't it? Numerous requests prior to the event for additional police forces and National Guard activations were rejected. Why? Now, I'm not a conspiracy theory person, right? I think there are a lot of moving parts. But you know what? You know what the truth is? Here's the truth, right? So conspiracies obviously happen. And for me, common sense conspiracy theories, you need, like I said, a lot of moving parts, and it's very hard to keep secrets. But when America has a lackluster desire to remember these secrets. Like, they don't, there's an apathy is a better word. When Americans are apathetic about being manipulated and screwed over by the FBI and the CIA and the NSA, and they don't really care about it because it doesn't affect their life that day, when that apathy, again, is resurrected to the point where nobody cares, right? They can do carte blanche, do whatever they want. They do it. So it really isn't a conspiracy theory because they're doing it. In some cases, they're getting caught doing it, but nobody cares about it. Nobody seems to want to hold them accountable. It's amazing to me. And, you know, where are the Republicans who are yelling and screaming and pounding their fists on the table saying this is not acceptable? Now, you might get it from a Ted Cruz for a couple minutes. You might get a sound clip from, you know, somebody else, some fired up politician. But then it goes away. We have this unbelievably short memory. Like I said, some of those things I just shared with you, I bet you 95% of you, and those of you who are listening to me right now are engaged. Like, you pay attention. You care what's going on. But I bet you even you forgot about some of those. And who can blame you? Because the news cycle recycles itself. And every day there's something new for you to pay attention to. You can't possibly absorb it all. It's really, I mean, even me, you know, trying to do this job. I mean, I'm on the air essentially 8 hours today. And to, you know, blow through 8 hours with all these different topics, but this is what I do. How can you be expected to work your 8 or 10 hour day and go home and absorb, you know, hours of information? It's impossible. So you either forget some of the stuff that happened, you sort of compartmentalize it, what's really important, what's not. But this is how they get away with all this. I mean, this is unbelievable that this stuff happens in Washington, D.C. And we let it happen. All right, I just wanted to throw that out there. That was sitting on my desk for a couple of weeks, and I wanted to share that with you. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got a lot to get to. Maybe we'll have some fun. Maybe we'll do a couple of fun stories next. Something that you can talk about at the water cooler tomorrow. I tell you what, are you a psychopath? Think about that. I'll tell you whether you are next. Stick around.
Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wade Alaroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer your partner or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email Bill at rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, all, welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you all for listening. Those of you out there in California, Las Vegas, in the middle of the country, and those out here East Coast where I am. Again, I'm broadcasting from the Full Power Radio Studios, smack dab in the middle of Connecticut, right between Boston and New York City. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. And going into the break, I asked you the question, do you think you are a psychopath? Well, there's a good chance you might be. A new study found that 1 in 22 people are psychopaths. Now, get this. Here's what's interesting. Pay attention. So, guess what vocation has the quote-unquote most psychopaths? Chris, would you like to take a guess?
Oh, radio.
That's actually correct. Radio hosts are lunatics. Radio hosts came in at number one, believe it or not. The most psychopaths apparently are radio hosts. The 10 top jobs with the most psychopaths are CEOs, aside from TV and radio, CEO, lawyers, salespeople, surgeons, journalists, priests, police officers, chefs, and politicians. The 10 jobs that have the lowest psychopaths in it, social workers. I disagree. Nurses, therapists. My wife's a is that a physical therapist? Impossible. She's a psycho. Artisans or craftsmen, stylists, charity workers. I hope she's not listening. Teachers, physicians, and accountants. Those are the ones that aren't psychos. So if you're a psycho and you fall into that category, God bless you.
Who did this survey?
I just ripped it up and looked.
Onion or Mad Magazine?
No,
I gotta know.
This is scientific. Very scientific. It doesn't say. It just says a new study. So, from Psychology Today.
I have all their issues. They're big on my publishing list.
I'm going to get into this a little bit later on in depth, but I thought I'd just throw this out at you guys who are big DC comic fans. Today was a big, or actually yesterday was a big day for DC Comics. Those of you who pay close attention, I mean, maybe you're a fan of the Suicide Squad, or maybe you're a fan of that new show Titans on HBO Max. Well, today was the day, or yeah, I'm sorry, yesterday was the day to be more specific, but today's the day I found out that Robin, Boy Wonder, is bisexual. The Caped Crusader, his trusty sidekick, again, he makes this revelation in the latest installment of the comic book Batman Urban Legends. And he's, I guess, coming out of the closet to say he both likes the boys and the girls. So, if that interests you, that, sure.
Hey, so I got a question for you.
Okay.
So, with this new revelation about, you know, Dick Grayson, then that right there is funny in itself. Now, the ward of Bruce Wayne. Yeah. No, so, do you think Robin's checking out Batman or Batgirl or possibly Alfred as the wild card? Maybe the Joker.
I go back to the day when, you know, they would climb the buildings with Batman in front of Robin. I'm very uncomfortable now about the whole thing.
You know.
But apparently in this episode, a guy that he saves, like the DC comic episode, I guess he saves some young man, and the young man asks him out, and he's like, sure, why not? Like, why do we need to have this in the comic books?
The quota stuff's gotten old, you know.
It has. It's you know, it's all for political correctness.
And by the way, here's my thing. If that's your thing, cool. But what does it bring for entertainment value? None.
I don't know. I'm not.
Like
I'm
the narrative to the story, it doesn't.
I'm getting numb to it all, really, to be honest. I bring it up because it's more funny to me than anything else. I'm kind of numb to it. But growing up as a kid, everyone kind of thought Robin was a little eh, right? I mean, everyone had that idea, but now I guess it's official. So he's officially out of the closet. So. All right, those of you who like to eat double stuff Oreos, yeah, you're getting screwed. Double stuff Oreos only contain 1.86 times as much cream as regular Oreos. I call bogus. That's unacceptable. I mean, you buy them because they're double stuff, not 1.86 stuff. But sad things you find out as you're on the radio. That's why radio people become insane, because we find out stories like that, and we feel like we have to pass it along to the public. What else do I have? All right, what do I have for 1 minute? Oh. Good or bad marriage advice? Should I give good? Well, let's see. According to, quote-unquote, another survey, if you're getting married, you should plan for your divorce before you tie the knot. Nothing says I love you like a prenup or planning out a divorce before you actually get married. By the way, don't have the same bank accounts if you can help it. Soulmates are a real thing, so make sure you find the right one. All right, I'm done for now. We'll come back. Bottom of the hour, I promise we'll get back on the serious beam. I want to talk about this infrastructure plan and how much money it's going to cost all of us. That comes your way next. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Wednesday holding a virtual meeting with governors, mayors, and other state and local and tribal officials to discuss the importance of the $1 trillion Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure package.
The Senate passed the bipartisan infrastructure bill in no small part because of all of you, and a significant milestone in the road toward making what we all know are long overdue and much-needed investments. As Gretchen, when she ran, said, just fix the roads. But we're going to do more than that this time around.
According to Republicans, the bill will add $1.75 trillion over 10 years to the national debt. The Dixie Fire burning in California is now the 15th most destructive in the state's history. It's burned nearly 500,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and I keep pushing it to my website. That way well, Wayne's on vacation, and I do a show every day here in Connecticut. That is my home station on the Full Power Radio Network, and our Full Power Network has like 20-something stations on it. And I do one. It covers pretty much most of the state of Connecticut, Long Island, and Rhode Island. I've been doing it here at this station for 10 years. Been doing talk radio for over 15. Been doing radio for almost 30, believe it or not. But my skin is still very smooth. I look like I'm in my 20s. Anyway, you can go on the website, check it out, and see for yourself. But just in case you're wondering who is shouting at you tonight, it is me and not Wayne. Wayne will be back next Monday live and in person, well-rested and ready to go. All right, let's get serious, talk about some of the stuff in this infrastructure bill. So the United States Senate passed the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, $550 billion in new spending. It's a big deal. Now, we know about the shadow lurking in the background, the $3.5 trillion, and I will get to that in a second. The bill passed in a partisan 69-30 vote, and it includes a lot of measures that will help current and future generations. Those are the words of this article, not necessarily mine. A major expansion, high-speed internet, roads, bridges, all of that. But let's look at it specifically. What is it going to do? And I'll get to that. But I want to tell you, the second bill, if, in fact, the second bill passes, would focus in on human infrastructure, things like tax credits, paid family leave, all of that. So let's get into that in a second, too, as well. But let's just take a look at this first bill, which they voted on and passed, bipartisan. Bipartisan, bipartisan. Now, I say this because, to me, and I don't necessarily like going back in time all the time, but the biggest mistake Donald Trump ever made after becoming president was not doing the infrastructure package first. If he had done infrastructure first, right out of the gate, if he had done this kind of a bill, he would have won over the hearts. He would have had his wall. It would have been a completely different dynamic instead of going after Obamacare first. And I feel as though, man, I feel like, why am I the one that had to tell him this? I was screaming this as it happened. This should have been, you know, all of the advisors that surrounded him should have been on top of this from day one. This should have been what he ran on, an infrastructure package. So here's what we have. Now, he could have had all this and more, because you would have had complete bipartisan support on this. Even, you know, Chuck Hugh Schumer and Nancy Gulish Pelosi would have been on board with this kind of stuff because it would have helped their districts. Everybody would have won. Okay, let's take a look. So transportation projects. In this bill, the bill would spend $110 billion in new funds for roads, bridges, related projects. It would also commit $39 billion for public transit, $66 billion for rail, and $42 billion on ports, airports, and other related projects. It would invest $11 billion in making America's roads safer. I don't really have an issue with any of that. I mean, listen, the numbers are out of left field. Like, we don't know. What do you get for for $42 billion in ports and airports? We don't know. We have no idea. It sounds nice. I like the idea that it's going to some of those different entities. I do think we need safer roads. I think if they spent that money wisely, and we don't know how they're going to spend it. Chances are they're going to throw half of it away and put in, you know, the other half in other people's pockets. But my point is, at least it looks like it's going in directions that I can relate to, except for rail. Now, it's not that I'm anti-train. But Amtrak gets the biggest subsidies every single year, and they can't make a dollar. So, I mean, I'm not saying rail's a loser, but at least on the East Coast here, rail, there's only really one rail system that works, and that's between Washington, D.C., and Boston. Like, that corridor right there is the only place they can really make money. And even in some of those spots, they can't make any money. So they're going to throw more money at that, and really nobody, that's not that nobody rides the rail. People do ride the rail, but given a choice, most people don't want to. All right. Part two of this, reconnect communities. In the past few decades of road construction, many American cities have been physically divided by large highways, and according to the experts, disproportionately affecting minority communities. I don't know how that is. I assume it's, you know, they put highways in these urban areas and they separate, you know, one side of the street from the other and you can't get there. So I guess their thought is to reconnect them. It seems like a heck of a lot of money to reconnect them, $1 billion, but all right. High-speed internet, the bill would spend $65 billion, which seems like a lot, with a goal of providing broadband internet to all Americans. See, I throw around these words like billion. We don't know where this money goes, right? Where does $65 billion go? Does it, you know, a portion of it go into the pockets of AT&T and you know, Sprint or whoever is, you know, part of this? I would assume so. But we throw around these big numbers because it doesn't mean anything to us. You know, billion has now become a trillion. Like a trillion next, what's after a trillion? Zillion? I don't know. To find out. Electric vehicles. The bill would put $7.5 billion into a national network of electric vehicle chargers. $7.5 billion seems absurd to build electric chargers across the country, but that is the goal. It would also put $7.5 billion towards electrifying buses and ferries. And I want to make sure you all understand this. I like the idea of clean air and clean water. I don't know if the electric power works. You got to get your electricity from somewhere. And if you're getting it from nuclear power, then I would say, well, let's do it. I mean, nuclear power is the cleanest, most efficient way to do it, but that's not necessarily where we're getting it from. Some of these other sort of wannabe electric entities, including like wind and solar, they just don't work. At least, I mean, not to the standard that we want them to work. Maybe 30, 40 years from now they'll work. Other action on climate change is in this bill. It would make several other investments to combat the climate change, including $28 billion for a power grid infrastructure update, which I have no problem with. The power grid always makes me a little bit nervous. It's infinitely hackable. And, you know, those of you who have ever lost power for, let's say, a week or 10 days or 2 weeks or a month at a time, and we had hurricanes where I think I lost power one time for 7 or 8 days, it is hell. It's hell. And if we don't have a safe and secure power grid, I mean, I would be all for even pumping more money into that to make sure the Chinese can't hack it. And I would be at, like, whatever it takes to make sure that's secure. Clean drinking water is in this bill. I got no issue with that. The deal would spend $55 billion on clean water infrastructure, particularly to eliminate lead pipes and other dangerous chemicals in today's service line. And cleaning up the environment, the bill would also commit $21 billion to environmental remediation. Again, as a conservative, I want clean air and clean water. I like my animals. I like my wildlife. I like my open space. So I have no problem with that. I have no pushback against that, and I don't think anybody should. Now, the second part of the bill, where things get very, very interesting. Not this bill, but a second bill. $3.5 trillion. $3.5 trillion. I mean, $1 trillion, you choke on that number. $3.5 trillion is, you just can't swallow. But in this bill, there aren't necessarily the same kind of particulars that are in the first bill. But here's what we think is going to be in the human infrastructure bill. Among the potential inclusions, expand the child tax credit, paid family leave and medical leave, universal preschool, free community college, a summer food program for low-income families with kids, subsidies for individual health insurance. The bill would also likely include a variety of measures to tackle climate change, including tax incentives for clean energy, electric cars, all of that. This is all right out of the playbook of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the Fab Four. And they have a big blank-eating grin on their face right now with even the thought that this would actually come to pass. Now, within this, obviously I have an issue with the universal preschool. I have an issue with the expanded tax credit. I have an issue with the paid family medical leave. We fought about that here in the state of Connecticut. Why is it my responsibility? Like, this is what always irks me. Why is it my responsibility? Like, I have... You know, if I want to make sure I protect myself in case something were to happen, that's on me. That's not a government-issued thing. That the government doesn't need to protect me from either getting hurt or getting laid. All of that, that's not part of what it's supposed to do. And these programs, you know, once instituted, you can't get rid of them. And again, we have a similar situation here in the state of Connecticut where they started whacking everybody a 0.5% on their paycheck for a program that chances are I'll never use. Now, the progressives will say, well, you're lucky if you don't use it. What about the people that do? Well, you know what? If you think that there's a chance that you'll need to take a paid family medical leave, then take out an insurance policy. Be responsible. Be responsible for your own actions. Why is it my responsibility to make sure you're taken care of? Those are the kinds of plans that drive me nuts. Those are the ones that fracture the, you know, this kind of a bill that make it impossible to maybe even think about some of the other entities in it. Now, this bill, again, is filled with very progressive things that most conservatives would not be for. I mean, do I want to make sure kids are not going hungry? Of course. A universal lunch program in lower income areas, that's different. When it comes to kids, it's different. I have no issue with that, and we can champion that. But when it comes to the other stuff, man, no thanks. I'm not down. All right, we'll come back. Quick break. We'll come back. Don't go anywhere. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energize Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizeHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizeHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Yo, 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 welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. USA, USA.
We should get the USA chant from the 1980s. Hockey championship and play that every once in a while. That'd be nice. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. Again, I am filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. I got the show tonight, tomorrow night as well. I had it last night if you tuned in. And if you pay attention to the show on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I do get the first hour kind of warm you up for Wayne when he comes on. But when he does take a few days off, I get a chance to sit in this big chair and talk to the entire nation for 3 hours. So something to ponder. The United States has become a place where entertainers and professional athletes are mistaken for people of importance. Now, I've needed a doctor, I've needed a teacher, I need farmers every day, I've needed an auto mechanic, a plumber, a house painter. I need a lot of people, a lot of everyday people every day. But I've never, ever, 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 ever needed a pro athlete, a media personality, or a Hollywood entertainer for anything. So remember, when they get up on their bully pulpit and preach to you, you don't really need them. And by the way, listen, I'm somebody who thinks that those folks have every right to say whatever they want to say, whenever they want to say it. They have built that audience. And if they want to preach to their audience, fine. You don't have to listen. You don't have to buy, you know, tickets to their next movie. You don't have to buy their jersey. You can not pay attention. But the truth of the matter is, it's the average everyday person who gets up and goes to work every day, busts their rear end. Those are the folks that matter. You're the folks that matter in this country. Speaking of folks that matter, here's a new American way of life. Well, it's not so new. So if you get on board, you'll really, really live in the lap of luxury. Now, for a guy and a girl, a guy and a girlfriend with a couple of kids, all you've got to do is follow these time-proven steps to financial security. First of all, don't marry her. Bad move. Always use your mom's address to get your mail. That's number two. Number three, the guy buys the house. So you got it so far. First of all, don't marry. You're a couple with two kids. Don't marry her. Use your mom's address. So you get your mail there. Buy a house, if you're a guy. The guy then rents out the house to his girlfriend with the two kids. Guess what? Section 8 will pay $900 a month for a three-bedroom house. Girlfriend signs up for Obamacare so the guy doesn't have to pay family insurance. Pretty sweet deal. Girlfriend then gets to go to college for free because, uh-oh, she's a single mom. How sweet is that? Girlfriend gets $600 a month in food stamps. Girlfriend gets a free cell phone. Girlfriend gets free utilities. Of course, guy moves into the house but continues to use mommy's address for his mail. Girlfriend claims one kid and the guy claims the other kid for taxes. Now they both get to claim head of the household and an $1,800 tax credit. Holy smokes! They're rolling in it. So an unmarried couple with a stay-at-home mom nets $21,600 a year in disability, $10,800 in free housing, $6,000 in health care, $6,000 in free food, $4,800 in free utilities, and $6,000 for a Pell Grant money to go spend as they wish, $12,000 a year in college tuitions from that Pell Grant, plus $8,800 tax benefit for being a single mother, and $75,000 a year total benefits. How sweet it is. Any idea why the country is $28 trillion in debt? And folks sitting around. Listen, I told you earlier today, I get out of work. I get to work 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, I get up 4. By the time I get to work, 5, let the dog out, come to work, take a shower, all that, come to work. I'm here in the studio some days till 1, 2 o'clock. I go home. I drive home, but I may drive through a city, New London or one of these other smaller cities in Connecticut. There's people everywhere. Nobody's working. How are these folks making a living? How are they getting through the day? If I miss like 2 paychecks, I'm screwed. How do they do it? Someone explain that to me. I don't understand that. How is somebody able to go through life and, you know, have enough food on the table, have a roof over their head, have a vehicle to drive, pay their insurance, if they get sick, be able to go to the doctor? How do they do it when they don't have a job or don't have any steady income? I mean, is it all on my back? Am I paying for all of it? I would like some kind of an answer to that. Because, you know, if you're out there and you fit this category, I'd like to, how do you do it? And what do you do to fill your days? Right? I'm not calling you. Listen, it may be a set of bad circumstances. I'm even going to give you the benefit of the doubt on that. I'm just wondering how you do it. Like, how many steps do you have to go through? How many forms do you have to fill out before you start getting an influx of cash? When does it happen? Do you, like, just go down there and sign up and voila, you're in business? Is that how it works? All right, I'm exhausted. We'll come right back. Stick around. My good friend Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation will join me next. He's actually down there in Washington, D.C. as we speak. So I just talked about this stimulus package. We'll let him get into it a little bit deeper. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Plans.